This is a podcast from the BBC.
Tuesday Scott Mills Daily is here. We get offered some skunks to predict the winners of Love Island. And everyone knows someone who is a friend who can be a bit shady and not totally trustworthy. We meet some more of your snaky mates. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Hi. Hey, this is Scott. Snaky mates coming up at 1:40. If you've got a snaky mate, you're probably still their friend, but they've just done something a little bit shady, like, I don't know, tried to chat up your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. That's a mostly popular one, actually. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on it. We might call you back for the show. Not snaky enough that you're not their mate, but they've just done something a little bit underhand. You're like, right, don't do that.
I've got one of these friends as well. They're just slightly a liability on a night out as well. You still love them. They're one of your friends. It's just what they do. They're a little bit snaky.
Is it me?
No, you're right.
Oh, all right, cool.
You were with your dad last night, weren't you?
Yeah, me and Pete.
Does that mean the football was on?
Well, that's the thing. It was planned ages ago, before I knew that it was England's first match last night. So, the thing is with Pete, like myself, like Son, he has no attention span. So he doesn't actually want to watch the full match. He just wants to go home for the highlights.
Which works for him because he's not on social media, right?
Exactly. Even though I kept annoying him, we're going, oh yeah, they just scored. He's like, can you not? I'll go wait till 10:45.
But also, do you do the kind of football chat with your dad? Does he know that you're not a football fan? Yeah.
Yeah, God, he's grown up with it.
Oh yeah, I just wondered if it's one of those things you've always pretended with him.
No, because my dad used to play football and almost...
Did he?
Yes.
For who?
He was in the... Is this right? He was in the juniors. Is there a junior team for Saints?
He was a Southampton player.
Or junior team.
Yeah, well, there is a junior Southampton team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
wow,
happened.
That's incredible.
So he used to drive me along to...
Position?
I don't know. He used to drive me along to various matches and not at Saints, this is after. And I was like, yeah, not that bothered. However, I was trying to get into it for him last night. So we watched the highlights. But actually, while the match was on, I was walking through central London with my dad and heard both goals being scored just from the screams from the pub.
Yeah.
It was actually quite cool.
There's loads of things to take from this World Cup. In fact, there's one thing that I saw the other day, which you sort of experienced on the stag do, actually, that I think we should be bringing into the show and sort of doing more often. If you're up for it, I'll tell you about it in a bit.
Okay. Is it from a particular team?
Yeah, it's from Iceland.
Oh, okay, excellent. Oh, I love an Icelandic.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Scott, I want to introduce to you the Icelandic thunderclap, which was a big thing at the Euros a couple of years ago. It's back, it's at the World Cup, it's massive again. This is what we were doing on the stag do over the weekend, and you were so confused.
I was like, why are you all putting your hands above your head and going, ugh?
Yes, and what I thought we could do is start every show with it from now on, just because I think it's wicked.
Why
so
do
it
they
starts,
do it?
I think it's like a Viking chant.
Okay.
And it starts, a whole ground will do it. Just one person starts it. See your hands above?
And it gets faster.
Yeah. Ooh. You love it? Every show needs to start like this. Oh. And I think we should go out on the streets and test it out and everything.
Or like you on a bus. Yeah.
Let's see if people will join in because it's the best.
Should we do this week?
Totally.
Let's get out there and do it. Awkward when you're just like hands above head doing a hoo on your own, but then hopefully more people join in quite quickly.
Scott Mills.
So many snaky stories. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll work through some of these. It's good to have them in the bank because I do like to return to this every now and again. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Now, I know that you have bought a horse, right?
Yes.
And you've always wanted this horse or this particular type of horse or breed?
Yep, always.
Okay, so when did you get it?
I got him about 6 months ago now.
Okay, and do you want to tell me name, breed?
His name is... I don't want to say the name.
Fair play.
Just in case he's listening. And yeah. How many hands is the horse?
He's currently about 14.3.
But that's like
he's a baby,
length.
So
a baby horse. Okay,
he's still got growing to do.
Okay, right, but you love this horse. You've always wanted one. So the horse is not the snake here in this story, is it?
No, definitely not.
Who is it?
My best friend.
Best friend.
Yes. So she's got a horse. He's 10 years old. She's had him from a baby, so 10 years, and So she's lived her dream, do you know what I mean? And then when I get him, a month later, she messages me while she's still abroad saying that she's getting a new baby, and he's the same breed, the same height, the same
horse.
Age, pretty much. Mm. And then she gets him, like, transported over, and then she comes home. She's been home about 3 months now, and now he's up for sale because she hasn't got time for him.
Oh, so your best friend...
That's like no reason.
Your best friend has copied you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now is can't look after the horse, so is selling the horse on.
Yeah.
So do you think just
so
did it to be the same?
Another one. Well, yeah. She's copied me before, like same hair, same piercings, you know what I mean? But yeah.
I love it. I can totally relate. I've got a mate who does copy me.
Have you?
Yeah, or tries to copy me.
Have I met them?
Yes, they were. You met them over the weekend.
Right, hang on a minute.
I can't say who.
Right there.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and to the point where it is quite annoying.
Actually,
because it's like, just let me do this one thing for a bit. I'll have this particular item for a bit.
Yeah.
On my own, you know, come around mine and enjoy. You don't always need to try and get that.
Right, okay, well, so he'll just buy it.
But I think that happens quite a lot with mates, isn't it?
It does.
Because it's like a pathetic jealousy thing.
Right, this could lead on to tomorrow as well, if you're being blatantly copied by a friend, which you are, aren't you, Helen?
Yes,
and happened for years. See, I can cope with same hair. I can cope with same piercings. I draw the line.
Yeah, me too.
I draw the line at same horse.
Scott Mills.
Snake. Oh, it's a snake. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
This is our occasional feature, Snakey Mates. Welcome.
How are you?
Snake Mills.
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
That was when you were a bit snaky once.
It was.
They got made.
All right, so who's the snake in your life?
My friend.
Good friend?
Yeah, quite good friend.
Okay, girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, and why so snaky?
So she's best friends with my current boyfriend.
Is she better friends with your boyfriend than she is with you?
So at the time, I'd say it was probably like even, but she'd been friends with him for longer.
Okay.
And did you know him through her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. So then you two started going out, but obviously they're still mates.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think there was anything going on? That's not the reason she's snaky, right?
No. Nothing like that. They're like platonic. Like, they're just friends.
Okay. So what happened?
So I just got the feeling that, like, she had told stuff to him about, like, what had happened between, like, stuff that I told her, basically. I just got that feeling, like, that vibe from him, that he knew stuff I told her.
Oh, right, so him. You and your mate are having conversations, you and your girl mate, and then you think, oh, my boyfriend actually knows about that already.
Yeah.
And vice versa, are you saying as well that you'd be, say, talking to your boyfriend, and you, like, you're talking in confidence, then perhaps he was going and speaking to her?
No, so that was the thing. I didn't feel like it was the other way around. It was just that she was, like, telling him stuff that I'd said.
How weird.
Yeah, a bit weird.
Yeah, a bit weird.
And then what happened?
So I was at his house and she FaceTimed him and I just told him to answer and I'd pretend I wasn't there.
Oh, so he's getting a FaceTime from her and you're like, answer it, but I'm just going to disappear, but you were there.
Yeah, that was right.
So you're listening in on the whole amazing. Thing, and this is dangerous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a bit snaky of me.
If you're being honest, Laura, were you doing this as a kind of test? You kind of picked up on these things before, and you wanted to test exactly what was being said between your boyfriend and your friend.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Ooh. I didn't know she was ringing about me, but I just kind of wanted to see what she was like around him.
Ah! Okay, right, so you're hiding in the room somewhere, out of view. He's on FaceTime to her.
Yeah.
And what's she saying?
She's just kind of saying stuff about me and about, like, him and the relationship, saying I was like desperate and I was just like clingy and like all these things that I don't personally think are true, but yeah, like those kind of along those lines.
So she's like, yeah, Laura's just really a bit desperate, really.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. But do you think she was doing it because she knew that you were there?
No.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, it's a really odd thing to say. And whilst all of this is going on, how was your boyfriend dealing with it? Because if I was in his position, I'd be trying to sort of, like, nod at the camera going, like, yes.
Yeah,
shall we talk later?
Exactly like that. Yeah, like, he was just trying to change the subject and she wasn't having it at all.
What else did she say?
I'm not sure that you should, like, I think he's way more into you than you're into her. Like, oh. I should be a bit careful. And I was just there, like, oh, my goodness, no.
How's it got on to this? Like, surely she didn't call just for all of this, did she?
Why would she do that?
No, I think she, like, rang just to chat, and then she was like, how's things with Laura? And he was like, oh, yeah, they're good. And then it, like, went from there.
Yeah. And then did you sort of come out of the wardrobe and reveal?
No, I just stayed hidden and I didn't even tell her I heard.
Does she know now?
Yeah, she knows now. I told her about it was about a year ago, so I told her that I knew, and she was like, oh, okay, like, I don't really know what to say.
Mortified. Oh. That's what I would be.
Yeah,
thing is, right,
she just kind of brushed it off.
And this is what we were saying, you still like her as a friend though.
Yeah, like, it's kind of, it's better to move past these things. They aren't friends anymore, so I guess, like, I don't know, they're not friends anymore, but me and her are still friends.
Well, what's going on there?
Oh, dear.
I'm not really sure. Like, they just kind of drifted apart with uni and stuff.
Right. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. And I think he didn't really like how she treated me, so then that kind of, like, was a protective thing.
But you're like, yeah, fine, let's stay friends.
Yeah, I don't mind. She's still nice to me.
One of my friends, the guy that we were talking about, he actually has put me in some difficult situations sometimes, but I still like him as a friend.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's, like, easier to be friends than, like, cause an issue.
Meh.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Rich in Bewdley, you are correct. Becky Hill is from Bewdley in Worcestershire because me and her have had chats about it because my ex used to live there as well.
Yes.
But now lives in London. Becky Hill, and that is Sunrise in the East on BBC Radio 1. Chris thought it was some kind of weird thing.
I thought
meaning.
It was a euphemism.
No.
I just assumed there was a sort of deeper meaning to it. Do you know what I mean?
Where would the East be?
Because I know we were discussing where the sunrise in the east was, and we didn't quite get to the bottom of it, did we?
So you just had a sunrise in the east.
So I just assumed it was, you know, like an artistic way of describing what we're all thinking.
I love Becky Hill, says Jules and Caitlin. Absolutely love Becky Hill. A new song is amazing. That's from Dan. Abigail from Hampton says that Becky Hill is so going places. I can't wait for the album. That is Sunrise in the East on BBC Radio 1. Just a quick thing here, but Love Island, close your mouth when you're eating, Zara.
You are quite deep and, like, intense, but I kind of like that. I've not really had that in a guy before.
Okay.
And that kind of intrigued me quite a lot.
This is when they had to cook dinner for them, and it was...
But it was a food date, so what are you expecting here?
Hate.
Just no talking?
Just don't talk with your mouth full. It's just common manners, Chris.
Okay. That's good to know.
I hate the lip smack.
It's gross, isn't it?
It is horrible. Eating on TV generally horrible, but, like, just, I don't know. It's hard because obviously it's an eating thing, but, like, don't do it. Just close your mouth when you're eating, please.
It was basically, like, come dine with me, wasn't it? Or one of those dinner dates, that's it. It was dinner date.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jake.
Hiya, Scott.
You're in Shrewsbury, right?
Yep.
Yeah, near where my mum was born. Interesting fact.
Ooh.
Cool story. That's it. That's all I've got.
Normally you say there's... normally when it's a town, it's an ex that's from there.
No, it's not.
Would you not say?
No, there was one today.
I think you'd be surprised how often you say it.
No, not true.
Ex in the name or...?
No, I just mentioned one earlier, didn't I? Right, what are you doing today, Jake?
On the way to work.
Okay, what do you do?
Support worker.
Very good. Okay, what time do you finish tonight then?
10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, late one. Okay.
Yeah, bit of a late one.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
I'm not gonna lie, Chris.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing. Honestly, Jake, that's fine. People what? Often say that in an embarrassed way. Don't stress.
What are you in the mood
I'm
for today? What are you in the mood for?
I don't know, really. A little bit of classic, maybe. Quite the classics.
Okay. Okay, that's vague, but... This is a classic, no doubt. It's Kelly Clarkson. My life would suck without you. It's a good chorus.
My Knife.
It's one of her best.
I've listened to this when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Therefore, making it, Jake, a classic.
All right. Well, that's Scott's choice. You can have my choice today, which is this. I thought I'd go down a slightly more chilled route, but still, I think this is a classic. This is Drake, Rihanna, Take Care.
I love this song.
I've loved and I've lost. I like them both.
I like them both as well. I don't really know what to go for. I'm steering towards Chris, maybe. I don't know why, but I feel your songs over Scott's, but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go Chris's.
Okay. Nice one, Jake.
Yeah. Definitely a Drake one. You've been hurt by
someone else. One. Quick mic check before we begin.
Have a mic check.
Okay, Michael Sheen.
Michael Flanders.
Who's that? This is Greg James from the That's What He Said podcast. Listen, you're going to play the role of an alien.
Oh.
Who's just landed on Earth.
Okay.
Ask me the question I can tell you about the podcast. In English.
I wouldn't be able to speak English.
Play along. From the distant planet of Albion. Try and bring it to life.
No, come to the point.
To ask who about the Greg James podcast.
Right, good. The Greg James That's What He Said podcast is available now from wherever you get your podcasts from.
I get them from my own brain.
This is not working.
One. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost.
Okay, so I really need a win tomorrow. A win, please. So if you're going to call tomorrow, let me win.
No, come on, that's not the attitude. Loads of people loving that. It's like a different banger, that type of song. Do you know what I mean? Your one was like really out there, but I don't know. I thought, sort of sense the mood today.
I just wanted to slip in a bit of Clarkson, you know?
But look, people are loving it.
I know. Well picked, Jake, says Rebecca and Sonny Wrexham. Whoop to Drake and Rihanna.
Yep.
Absolute banger, says Ben in Brighouse. Trucking is not off to Take Care.
Beth, Matt and Toby in the kitchen, just loving a bit of Drake and Rihanna. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
I've tried to get away Clarkson on bangers before. People weren't having it.
You have. I think you tried all the ones that you could try with her now.
Yeah, I've not tried the ballad yet. That's next. Thank you to everyone, by the way, who spotted us again on Love Island last night. Every time it's on, I get a flurry of messages on social media. Our cute little couple photo there. People are like, if they haven't heard the show, people are like, what are you two doing on there? Not a real couple, I know, but we just wanted to do a little photo for them.
Why are we always on? I thought we were meant to be on once the weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be on once, but it appears it's about two or three times per episode. And I've heard from the people today it could be till the end of Love Island.
What?
So get used to it.
Scott Mills.
Now, I know that I shouldn't talk to you about football because I know it annoys you quite a lot. But can I just say, and I think you'll agree with this, after watching the highlights last night, because my dad didn't want to watch the whole thing because he's got no attention span, can I just say, if I was any good at football, I would be the Tunisian goalkeeper. Think about it.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
So dramatic. But quite a fox in the box, as I heard one of the sports reporters call him last night.
He wasn't on for too long.
No, he wasn't on long, but he has a bit of a spice.
Yeah, strong in the box.
Really strong. But you know that I would fall down dramatically. Like, oh, God!
Yes, oh, no, I'm off.
And then once I was off, I would literally walk off in full floods of tears.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone, who's this?
Hi, it's Connor. So I heard you yesterday talking about getting animals to predict the sort of the winners of Love Island. And obviously, I work at Chessington Wild Adventures, so we've got lots of animals. I thought maybe we could help each other out.
Right, this is a stupid thing that we did yesterday because we're bored of animals predicting World Cup scores. It's been everywhere. They've got one on Sky Sports. They had one on RTE in Ireland. They had like, what were they?
I think they were ferrets. Yeah. Were they or guinea pigs? Either way, it's the laziest sporting thing that we do when it comes to these tournaments. We get an animal that doesn't know what it's doing to predict the scores. They're not predicting them.
And yesterday on This Morning with Philip and Holly, there was a mystic pig called Marcus.
So England v Tunisia, here are the English apples, there are the Tunisian apples, that's tonight's game. Do you fancy an apple?
Apple?
Oh, he's eating one, he's eating one, he's gone for England, he's gone for England!
I take it back.
Well done, Marcus.
You're an animal. You don't even know what football is, and you let alone be able to predict a score. Seeing as everyone else is doing it for the World Cup, we said yes. Why don't we get some animals to predict the end of Love Island and what the outcome will be? So who have you got there?
So we've actually recently just done our own version of Love Island with penguins, called Penguin Love Island. So we've got lots of penguins here who could potentially maybe use their insight to predict the winners of Love Island.
Right, you've done your own version of Love Island?
Yeah.
How did that work?
So we got some of our couples of penguins, because obviously they usually naturally mate for life. But some of the keepers noticed that there were penguins that would jump over and sort of recouple with the other penguins. So we thought, this sounds like it could be relating to Love Island.
Hang on a second. Are penguins entirely monogamous then?
Yeah, naturally they usually are. They sort of find a mate and they stick with that mate for life.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but you're saying there's a couple that are a little bit loose, promiscuous penguins.
Yeah, promiscuous penguins, definitely.
I love that you did it in a sort of Love Island style-y. Some penguins.
So, like, even though they're supposed to be, like, with one other penguin for life, there was some grafting going on there, wasn't there?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And, like that, because these penguins are from, like, a rocky, beachy area. We had the beach, you know, when the sun comes out, it all gets a bit loose.
Loose, exactly, yeah. Loose. Because it's all to do with the weather, see? People just get loose in hot weather.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you use for flak?
Who was Caroline Flack Penguin?
We had one of our keepers take on the role of Caroline Spratt. Spratt being one of the fish that penguin love to eat.
Walking slowly into the penguin enclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sultry look on face. I was hoping it was a heron or something.
Right, so at Chessington, who have you got that might be able to predict the end of Love Island? Because, I mean, I would, in an ideal world, I'd love to get them in here. I don't know what the rules are.
I'm not too sure. I do have, like, one of the keepers here. I don't know how they feel about moving penguins, but we do have, obviously, we've got meerkats.
meerkats.
Yes.
Yeah. And we do also have a lovely set of skunks as well that would love to help out.
Psychic skunks?
No? Psychic skunks, yeah. That could work.
You got any donkeys?
We do have two donkeys.
Donkey Acora. It's the best I could do. God.
The skunks have been moved before. I think they've done some work on this morning. We can move
celebrity skunks.
Celebrity skunks. These guys are. We've also moved some snakes and an armadillo as well, so they could all be used.
I'm happy with some psychic skunks if we can make that happen.
I think that is a potential.
How would we use the skunks to predict who's going to win Love Island, Connor?
So one of the things we might do is maybe, like, lay out pictures of all the contestants and then put, like, bits of food and stuff on the pictures and then see which ones the skunks want to go for first.
Fantastic idea. I'm sold.
Is there no sort of, like, playing to their strengths? Is there no, like, because they stink, don't they? Is there no sort of, like...
I mean, that's a common misconception. No, they only sort of stink if they feel really, really threatened. So unless there's a picture of someone they really, really don't get off with, they should have smelled lovely.
Oh, right. So if someone from Love Island they hate, then they'll start to smell.
Yeah, well, that's only if they get really, really scared by them. So, I don't know, maybe if they
I didn't really know that. Well, we don't want to scare them, obviously.
No. And the rest of the time, they smell completely nice, do they?
Oh, yeah, they smell lovely. They're good for a cuddle and everything. They're great.
Don't want to cuddle a skunk. But I would like them to predict the outcome of Love Island. It would be amazing. Okay, Connor, I'll be in touch. Leave it with.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Tom in Devon says, penguins aren't always monogamous. Yeah, but you're always going to get a few, aren't you?
There'll always be a sort of slightly muggy one.
But generally, they're quite loyal. You were watching some little clips on your phone there, were you, during that?
What's that?
What were the
Well, no, just all this talk of penguins and Love Island, it got me thinking, oh, I wonder what is cracking on with that. And I just saw it pop up on Twitter of tonight's Love Island. No penguins involved, right. But yeah, it looks like it's going to go off tonight.
What arguments?
Like, yeah, if you're watching it for that kind of thing, I think tonight's the first time that is really potentially going to be on.
The Australian one, they're having, like, full-on
fights. I've heard.
Full-on fights. I'm also obsessed that England's players are actually still keeping up with it.
What do you mean?
Right, so do you not know about this? So they're
do you
in
mean the England team?
Yes.
Football team?
Yeah. Are keeping up in Russia.
Well, how are they doing that? They're finishing, last night they finished, what, straight into the changing room?
Right, I think the time difference,
dressing room,
which is about 2 hours ahead there in some parts of Russia, actually works. So it's on about 11 p.m. their time.
Mm.
This is perfect. They were told they can only receive 4 British channels in their hotel in Russia. So they asked for BBC and ITV to watch the other games. They asked for Sky Sports News to keep up with club news. And they asked for ITV2 for Love Island.
That's really interesting. I heard a cracking rumour that they brought their own beds over as well, which I thought was a really odd one.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Well, like, there's nothing like your own bed, is there? In Russia.
Scott Mills.
We haven't mentioned people that finished their exams. So let's dedicate the next 30 minutes to those people, because there'll be people feeling so much relief right now that it's finally over after so much work. Did you see in the Sun today, on the Sun Online, some pesky Cambridge students having a couple of beers and then having a skinny dip in the river?
Yeah, but do you know what though? However you want to celebrate, go for it. Well deserved. If you'd sort of done your exams, this is your time.
Oh, hang on. It wasn't even a skinny dip. They were just taking a dip.
You just added the skinny element to it.
I thought that's why they'd actually put it on Sun Online. Otherwise, it's just some people who just finished their exams, like, having a dip in the river.
And but did they only dip toe or do, like...
No, they actually went in, but they went in a river, not news.
Scott Mills.
Seriously, if I get another text from a takeaway company telling me about their World Cup meal deals... opt out. I'm trying to be good here, yeah? Okay, exams. Maisie in Southampton finally finished her A-levels this afternoon. She says, no skinny dipping for me, just a trip to the pub. Also, this person says, I've finished my third year of A-levels, finally. Had a party in Chichester to celebrate. Ended up sleeping outside Bognor Regis Butlins after a little swim. The dream. And also Alice, who says, finished my GCSEs last week. Play me anything, I'm just so relieved. I know, you can go off and enjoy the summer now. Good work.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Scott.
So you found out what you got today in exams, right?
Yeah, I got 2-1.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Wow.
In what?
In drama.
Darling, I bet everyone all day is going to you, like, constantly. So what are you going to do now? And I bet you're going,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I actually have no clue.
I know.
Yeah, but I would say for a bit, you don't even have to care. Just enjoy the fact you've got the result. Deal with that another time.
Oh, yeah, I've got 3 years to catch up on sleep, so, you know.
Party time.
There's loads of people.
Yeah.
Jumping in water seems to be a thing. So someone says, I finished my exams on Friday, celebrated with friends. This is Dig. Put on our wetsuits, jumped in the harbour at Boscastle, North Cornwall, had wood-fired pizza and beer at the end. Are you jumping in water today to celebrate?
I mean, I'm in my back garden and there's a pond, but it doesn't look so nice, so I might give it a miss.
Don't do that, please.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.